Hi there, I'm Weeby Wolf, and welcome back to my fifth Weeby Wolf Bite. If you don't know, this podcast is all about anime and gaming and nerd culture and what the community thinks about all this gross, cringy stuff. This is actually also the first episode I'm doing where it is not an assessment one, so it doesn't need to be 10 minutes, and it's a good thing it doesn't need to be 10 minutes because my guest here is a friend of mine who always has a lot of information to relay. Hey Caleb, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm really excited actually to talk. I'm really happy that you're here. I think it'll be a really fun podcast.
I think this is the first time you're actually excited to hear me like talk at an extended length about anything.
It's different to being on PlayStation when I'm trying to listen to the story and you're like, well, my opinions.
Yeah.
On No, but, well, I mean, I'm always interested. It's the other boys that aren't interested.
Yeah.
Half the time. I love it. But we're not talking Kingdom Hearts today.
No.
So we are talking about Marvel today. The MCU, the past, the future, where we think it's heading, and a little bit about the game. I'm sure you have a million opinions. I know you have a million opinions.
Not as much as DC, but
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm me. I'm dipping my toes into Marvel. I'm not that into it, but you like Marvel. You grew up like reading comics and stuff?
I wouldn't say reading comics. I knew quite a bit from movies. I especially like Spider-Man and X-Men my two. It wasn't when the MCU started, I actually didn't really care because I didn't care about any of the Avengers. But I did watch a lot of Spider-Man, a lot of X-Men. I paid a lot of attention to X-Men in general. But I say now I know quite a bit. I know more about DC, but Marvel is, you know, I'm quite high out there. I know what's going on. I keep up to date with it.
And Marvel's having like a big boom at the moment, you could say. Like it's a really big thing. I mean, it's always been a big thing, but at the moment, like mainstream people are getting into it. Nerdy people are getting into it. Like, so it's a good thing to talk about today.
Yeah, it's really broken barriers between two different cultures. Like, you know, you used to have those cliques and all those groups that like stuck to their own thing, and now it's just sort of melded in together. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing because you can get the basic bit on. No swearing podcast, but a basic chick on the block, and then you can get someone like yourself.
Yeah.
You can have a banger conversation about Marvel and your opinions on Spider-Man leaving the MCU or something.
We're not going into that.
No.
That's a whole rabbit hole I don't want to go down.
And also, guys, we want to just make clear, yes, most of the Weeby Wolf Bites we do are hashtag no spoiler podcasts, but this episode has to have spoilers in it if we're going to talk about the MCU and where it's at currently and where it's going to be. So, I'm sorry, but you should have already seen Endgame by now. Already know what's going on.
Everyone's seen Endgame. I mean, even if you haven't, you've probably already been spoiled on Facebook. So.
Memes.
I mean, like, we were sitting front row in, like, it's a decent cinema, but, like, we had crap seats. We couldn't really watch the movie properly. We came out with sore necks. We were that desperate to see it. If we're that desperate to see it on first day, you've seen it.
Yeah,
100%. If you're listening to this. Yeah.
And with people we didn't even know as well. Like scrambling to get... That was a good day.
It was fun.
But, so anyway, where Marvel's at right now. Obviously, Endgame and Infinity War have come out. Personally, what I think about it is that it is super cool. I'm really enjoying it because I was just getting into Marvel a little bit before Infinity War. You know how, like, my friend made me watch the films before we went into it?
Yeah. The position I'm at right now is that I'm skeptical because it's like those 22 films right now, we're in this massive, like it's somewhat sort of ended and it's like Far From Home, that's happened and it's sort of like it's a fallout. But like going forward, it's going to be interesting how they're going to try and recapture the attention and the suspense that was coming leading up from the very first Avengers movie to Endgame where it was like, oh, Thanos is coming, Infinity War, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, we don't have that big event anymore that we know is coming. We don't have a big long-term plan. So it's going to be interesting how they, you know, try and keep that excitement up and keep those movies, you know, not relevant, but...
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like, I definitely see where it comes from. Like, because it almost feels like, oh, what do we do now? Like, it's kind of died down a lot.
Yeah.
And especially after Endgame, when you lose, oh, I feel hesitant to say it, but you lose, like, some big characters.
Yeah, you've lost, like, three of your big ones, and you've already lost a couple of others in Infinity War, but...
Yeah, and...
Who knows? It's comic books. Everyone comes back alive at some stage, unless your name's Uncle Ben.
But people have really strong opinions about, like, certain characters and stuff. And especially with, like, now, with, you know, what is it going to be? The Captain Falcon? Is that what people are memeing?
Yeah, Captain America Falcon.
And Dr. Professor Hulk.
I don't mind that. I just wasn't a big fan of big old Chubby Hulk. Chubby Four, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I understand why, but there were better ways to do it.
Yeah, no, that he's completely been dumbed down as a character.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of where Marvel's at right now. It's this, like, weird, like, limbo, I guess we could say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, because it's like they do have enough material to go forward. I mean, Marvel's been around since the 1940s, but, like, it's just... It's sort of at that thing of what actually do we do now? It's not where do we go, because it's quite obvious they know where they're going. It's like what we should do next. Like, are we going to do something like Secret Invasion with the Skrulls, or like Kang the Conqueror, or Galactus? Please be Galactus.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, like different those are characters?
Yeah, different storylines, because now, like, Thor's, Thanos is done. They got to do something big, like another big cosmic threat or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just, I think they're at that stage where it's like, we're just deciding where we're going to, like, what one we're going to pick and what one we're going to do this time. And it's like, there's enough there to work with, but it's just like, it's just interesting where that's going.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, we did also talk about, like, how we were going to talk about the past of Marvel a little bit, but this is kind of almost an unprecedented thing that's happened.
It's one of a kind. Yeah. Like, I mean, you go back to other superhero films. I mean, DC probably were the closest that have done something like this with the animated series back in the 90s. So you had Batman animated series, then you had Superman animated series, and they were all like this one big connected universe. Then you had Batman Beyond, which was a completely brand new thing.
Yeah.
And then you had, I think, Static Shock and one of the few others. And then you had Justice League Unlimited. And then it was like, you know, this was all one big animated universe that isn't around anymore. They might have added one or two movies to it since. But like that, Marvel's sort of taken from that. And I guess Marvel had the same back in the day. They had Spider-Man and X-Men the animated series.
But not on that level. And it's really different as well, because so DC had that big, like, not a cinematic universe, but like this animated universe.
Yeah, yeah.
But people, it would have been a lot more niche than what Marvel's done as well, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people already would be like, oh, animation in general, like even now, like that's really nerdy if you're going to watch animation. But especially, I can imagine, like back then.
It didn't help that a lot of these shows were on Fox Kids, and it's like, when you got kids in the name, you're just going to instantly go, oh, okay, it's a kids show, which if you actually go back and watch something like Batman animated series, it's a very, it's not dark, and not, it's like, it's all grim and dark, not for kids. It's like, no, it's for kids, but there are a lot in there that adults will love, and it's a lot of fan service to people that actually grew up.
Yeah.
Reading comic books and stuff.
It reminds me of like kind of like the vibe that Cartoon Network can have as well sometimes with its shows that like kids can watch.
Yeah.
But if you're older, you can also get another look into it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's different.
Well, Batman anime series and all that were on Cartoon Network, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they fit right in.
Yeah.
But
anyway, so like, that's the past. Marvel had something going on, but wasn't at that level at all.
They had two shows that were, so while DC was doing that, they had two big shows. There was Spider-Man the Animated Series and X-Men the Animated Series. X-Men the Animated Series was, like, huge. Like, a lot of people watched it. And it's super iconic. Spider-Man, I think, you know, a lot of people did, but it was very, you could tell it was a lot more aimed towards, because, I mean, Spider-Man didn't throw a single punch in the entire series. He was using his webs all the time, and it was like, okay, whatever.
Actually, yeah, like, I feel like Spider-Man, that was a really popular thing, actually.
Yeah.
Even, like, is the memes of Spider-Man from that show?
No, that's, like, 1960s you're thinking of. And I've watched some of that show, and yes, it is very, very cheap and very, very funny.
That's for the hardcore boys.
Yeah. I don't even think hardcore. I think people just watch it for the joke now.
Yeah, the memes. Yeah. Well, now we get to the future of Marvel. So, like, after the limbo, you said you got some stuff to say about, like, Black Widow.
Oh, I've got stuff to say about the entire Phase 4 going forward, because I actually have it all listed down here, and I'll just give some...
I mean, are you personally excited for it? Because I'm personally not that excited, but I know a lot of people I've talked to on my Instagram are quite excited to see what happens, because you know how there's a lot of plot holes in Marvel, but, like, I say that with quotations.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, people I've been talking to, they're like, oh, they're not plot holes, it's just that... They're making movies one by one, and you discover more and more one by one, or they're covering them up one by one.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean? So.
I wouldn't say I'm excited straight off the bat. I'm curious, and I don't know how to put it. There's a lot of potential here for new stuff to come out, but based on the titles alone and based on what they're going to be, I'm just sort of like, okay.
Is Moon Knight in that? Is that
Yes,
Marvel?
Moon Knight's going to be one of them. That's one of the shows. Because I've got the entire Phase 4 here. And I'll just... So Black Widow's up first. That's been a long time coming. That needed to be a thing. And spoiler alert, that's obviously going to be the send-off to her character.
Yeah.
After Endgame, she died and was kind of forgotten about, because it was sort of like as soon as Tony died, it was like, oh, well.
Yeah, all the lesser characters.
Yeah, no one gives a crap about Black Widow
anymore. Hashtag rip, though.
Yeah. That's mainly the reason I'm going to be interested in that is because Taskmaster is going to be the main villain, who's normally a Deadpool villain, which is
you mentioned
weird. I mean, he's actually going to have a role to play in the new event.
Do you think that they'll have to dumb down or change his character for that?
Probably not, because his whole thing is literally like, hey, I know, he has like a photographic memory when it comes to combat and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
Like.
So it's nothing, like, he's not that inappropriate comedy star.
Oh, God, no.
And
then we got Falcon, Winter Soldier.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, so that's sort of going to be, I'm guessing, Falcon becoming Captain America with the help of Winter Soldier, and it's just sort of, there's potential there, and I'm guessing when it comes to these series they're doing, it's just going to be one season. Like, so this Falcon Winter Soldier series is just going to be the one series. I aren't going to do series two, series three, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like a massive extended movie.
Like setting the story so they don't have to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's potential there. I'm more excited for Winter Soldier than Falcon. I'm still of the party that goes, it should have been Winter Soldier that became Captain America first, then Falcon, like it is in the comics.
Oh, right. I didn't even know that happened in the comics, that he was Captain America.
So in Civil War, in the comic book, Captain America Steve Rogers was found guilty because he surrendered because he saw the destruction they were causing. He was found guilty, got sentenced to prison. And on his way out the court stairs, he got assassinated by someone we didn't find out for a long, long time.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got shot. And Bucky took his mantle and became the new Captain America for a good 5 years or so in the comics. He was a Captain America for a long, long time. I mean, you go back and read some of these famous stories, like Old Man Logan, one of my favorites. And it's like, the Cap you see in that is Winter Soldier. It's not Steve Rogers. Mm. And it's like, oh, okay. And then only just recently, Falcon became Captain America in about 2016, I want to say.
In the comics?
Yeah. And I don't think he is in... No, he's gone back to just being Falcon.
Maybe they're trying to, like... I know, though, that the MCU and the comics, like, side of things, they kind of are at a weird time pacing with each other.
Yeah.
So they're probably just trying to, like, stitch it together, maybe?
I don't think they're ever going to connect, because it's sort of seeing the MCU as its own universe and the massive multiverse of Marvel. But I think there's a lot of things that go towards, like... You'll see things in the comics, and then you'll find out a couple of months later that it's happening in the movies.
Mm.
Like, there's a few I'll mention later, so we'll get to that when we get to that.
Get excited, listener.
Yeah, but there are a lot of things that happen in the comics that you'll find out a couple of months later. They're doing this in the comics because they want to promote it for the movies, and that's why they do it. Anyway, moving on, we've got Shang-Chi, which I don't think anyone's excited for.
I don't even know anything about Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi is like, he's supposed to be this big martial artist dude that's like the best martial artist in Marvel. And when I heard that, I thought, what about Iron Fist? But whatever.
I mean, we're also, with this phase, though, it seems like we're introducing so many characters people don't care about.
Yeah.
And I'm worried because I can see maybe they're trying to get people to care about them so that in the future they become, like, the next. You know how it's kind of like ranks, right?
Yeah.
So the top ranks have, like, gone. Like, bye.
Yeah, S-tier's gone. And then, you got A-tier, B-tier. Yeah,
yeah, and then they're, like, growing up. So the A-tier is now the S-tier.
Yeah.
So it's, you've got, like, Hulk is now the, like, S-tier probably. And they're trying to, like, put all these newbies in the bottom.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we'll ever actually care about them.
I think Marvel's trying to replicate the success they had with Guardians of the Galaxy, because if you, like, knew about comics before Guardians of the Galaxy came out, the Guardians were nothing. They were nobodies. They were, like, as, like, barely as known as someone like Elsa Bloodstone, and that's a really random.
Not that
pattern.
I would know.
No, you wouldn't. I barely know who Elsa Bloodstone is.
That probably emphasizes it, yeah.
And then the movie came out, and it's like all of a sudden massive resurgence in the comics, and now they're super popular again. And it's like, I think they're trying to replicate that with Shang-Chi, and also my next take, Eternals, which I.
So what is this?
They're like some god like. I barely know.
Is it
Eternals,
a movie? The Bloody
yes,
Eternals?
Yes, it's a movie. Shang-Chi and Eternals are both movies.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, they got some good actors in Eternals. Angelina Jolie's going to be in it. And the guy that played...
So what's it going to be about then? Like, just the Avengers fighting the Eternals?
No, there's going to be no Avengers in it. It's just the Eternals.
Oh, just like them chilling, doing stuff.
Doing their own thing. Yeah, up in space. And it's like...
Well, if you said they were bad guys, maybe that could be the
No,
next.
They're good guys.
Oh,
I
they're
think.
Good guys.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I think.
Are they going to be like the next Guardians of the Galaxy? They're going to try and force on us or something? Like the
maybe.
Next like group that kind of joins the Avengers?
I mean, if it works, it works. I have nothing against that. But like...
It's just... It's
on
weird.
Paper, it's just kind of like... I'm not really
It's
there.
Like they're just forcing all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, next one. I mean, as you can tell, Shang-Chi Eternals, I'm just lukewarm for them. I mean, I'll watch them when they come out, but I'm not going to jump up and joy for them. The next one's really interesting because there's been some concept art released for WandaVision, which is a terrible name. But
WandaVision. It's like fairly odd parents.
The reason I'm interested in it, because it looks like it's going to be a 1950s sitcom nearly, which is...
Sitcom?
The image they showed was Vision and Scarlet Witch sitting in a suburban home in which looks like the 1950s with the shadows being what they look like in the MCU, except Scarlet Witch has her weird X-Men uniform. I don't know why. But, like, it looks really intriguing, and that leads me to think Scarlet Witch is about to have a breakdown because her abilities, I don't know if they're going to do it in Marvel, she has reality warping abilities. That's her thing. On a mass scale. There's a storyline, I think I've told you about it, House of M, I think it's called.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's like the alternate storyline where they live the lives that they would have lived.
Live the lives that they wanted to live, like their best lives. And that's because Scarlet Witch kind of lost her mind and was about to... She lost her mind ages ago and actually killed like three of the Avengers. And she was warping reality and had no control of her abilities. At the end of that storyline... She went no more mutants and wiped out 98% of the mutant population.
So how come you think she's about to have the breakdown? Maybe that could even be the next Marvel storyline, is the House of M stuff. They could do spin-off movies.
Yeah. The problem with House of M is you'd have to have mutants, and I'm not touching... Like, mutants is going to be way later because that's something they need to prepare for. That's something that's going to take a while.
It's a whole other Pandora's box.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason I think it's a reality warping because it looks like she's warped reality around her to have a perfect life of Vision in 1950s. That's going to be interesting. And it also ties into the next one, which is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is apparently going to be Scarlet Witch as well. And that's like, and the main reason I'm interested in that is multiverse. So we're going to get different things like, hey, in this universe, they were all cowboys, or in this universe, they were all pirates, or in this universe, you know.
In this universe, they were all gay.
In this universe, Spider-Man didn't go away.
In this universe, Captain America and Tony Stark actually did make out.
Yeah. In this universe, Tony Stark is a female.
Oh, well.
And it's Tony with an I instead of a Y.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds interesting.
And then it's Peter Potts.
I've always been interested in, like, Doctor Strange movies because they all were visually impressive. I like the first one. I think the story was okay.
I actually never saw it, but I really like his character, and I can see that there's so like much cool stuff going on with him and the other like wizard stuff. From a very outsider perspective, that is like, just seems cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's one of those movies where I'm like, this is probably just going to be a typical Marvel movie like Spider-Man and all that. But when you actually look at this lineup here on Phase 4, you barely have any of those. You have a lot of experimental stuff. You have a lot of stuff that maybe a lot of people don't want. And then you might have, I'm looking at it now, two tops of those typical Marvel movies.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's...
It's risky.
It's risky, but it's also comforting that they're there as well. It's like, okay, you can fall back upon those.
I mean, they kind of need them, because imagine if they put out a Phase 4 that literally nobody watched, because...
Well, at the moment, it looks like it.
Yeah, it does. I mean, a lot of people, if they saw Avengers, they'd be like, oh, let's go see Avengers. Yeah. If people saw the title Iron Man, oh, let's go and see the Iron Man
movie.
They
see the title Shang-Chi, they ain't going.
They're going to be like, who's this? Yeah. They've never even heard of him. But at least people had heard of characters like, even if you weren't big into the movies, you knew that, Black Widow was a thing,
I think that's comforting that we've got a sort of, I think there could be some new stuff in that, because multiverse means weird random crap in Marvel.
Yeah.
And unlike DC, who have 52 multiverses and another 52 dark multiverses or whatever, Marvel's multiverses go into the thousands and millions. It's endless, so they have a lot less control over it, so that could be very exciting.
But no Spider-Man going into this as well. So there's another... Wait, I just realised this. We lost all our big boys and we lost our little boy.
Yeah, no, Spider-Man, I get the feeling, because I feel like Marvel were going to try and push Captain Marvel to be the new Iron Man. And then when people went, Captain Marvel, and I was one of those people because I'm not a big Captain Marvel fan, they went, oh, let's just push Spider-Man instead. And it's like, haha, that's great. Now just like, we're taking him back.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that sucks. I'm excited to see what Sony do with him, though, because I want a Spider-Man and Venom movie. And it's like, I feel like Far From Home is a good enough send-off.
They'd probably do a more honest portrayal of the character, do you think? Because the MCU will always try and, like, kind of... Because it's Disney. Yeah. It's kind of like, I think, not always trustworthy.
I think they're still going to go, like, I don't think they're going to reboot Spider-Man in any way. They're just going to continue on where they left off. It's that you won't ever see, like, they won't mention the Avengers. They won't mention Iron Man. They won't mention Happy or anything like that.
But Tom Holland's still sticking around.
Yeah, Tom Holland's sticking around. He's going to...
How can they not mention Happy when he's in bed with Aunt May?
Allude
to it.
Time jump a year, and then no one wants to talk about it.
Or they broke up. It was really awkward.
Yeah, something like that. And it's like, Peter just doesn't want to talk about any of that because talking about Iron Man's a sore subject to him, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, the next show is Loki.
Oh, Loki. I thought you were saying Loki.
No,
it's Loki.
No.
Oh, yeah. Actually, people would be so pumped for this, especially like the little, like, white girls
that love Tom Hiddleston.
I'm
excited for that. Tom Hiddleston's great. It's about time he got his own thing. They've already kind of set it up in Endgame when he stole the Tesseract.
Yes
And it's like, I to be fair, I barely understand how time travel works, and
it doesn't work.
I watched Endgame again on the weekend, and it's like, okay, I get it a bit more, but I also don't. I get it less. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Loki. Loki's going to be fun. Tom Hiddleston back, you know, one of the originals. So that's going to be fun. What if?
Oh, that's like their little spin-off one, eh?
The animated one. I don't know. I don't know if they're actually going to get Robert Downey Jr. back or whatever.
If Captain America and Tony Stark really did make out?
Well, they've already hinted at something like, what if Thanos was Captain America? That was one of the ones they're going to do. And I'm like,
okay, I'm pumped to see that one.
It's going to be so stupid. I know it's animated. I'm just curious if they're going to get the actors back in the movies to voice them. Like, are you going to get Chris Evans back to voice Captain America? Are you going to get Robert Downey Jr.?
Because otherwise, if they didn't do that, I feel like it would play more into the distancing effect that Marvel's having now. Because people would go back and be like, yeah, the characters that we love and miss, but then it different just it feels weird. Disconnect.
And it's like, and then it just starts to feel like something that's on Disney Plus, you know, one of those kiddie Avengers shows that, you know, aren't of any good quality anymore. Haven't been.
Yeah.
Haven't been since about 2010. So, you know, it's, that's a big worry, but like, it's still exciting. And then the last show in their thing, until they announced another three at D23, was Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Hawkeye as well, people will be more excited for now after, because before he was kind of a nothing character, but then Infinity War and Endgame.
Well, not Infinity, he wasn't in Infinity War.
Oh, sorry. I mean Endgame.
Yeah.
You saw this different side
Ronan.
Of him.
Ronan.
Not just Ronan, but like the family aspect was shown in the movies.
I'm just going to say this right now. This is going to be the last time you see that Hawkeye. He's not going to be in those movies going forward. I think this is literally just setting up the second Hawkeye, Kate Bishop.
Kate Bishop.
That's her name, yep.
Oh, it's a chick, Hawkeye.
Yep, and she has been around for about, I want to say 10 years now.
Yeah.
She's been around for a while. She's a good character.
Cool.
I mean, it's Hawkeye, it's not really much.
Wait, do you think that, is the Hawkeye series around her?
It'll be around him training her and probably some other problems or whatever.
Dude, that actually sounds really cool.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to Hawkeye. I think it will be the last time we see Jeremy Rayner as a Hawkeye.
Yeah.
That's fine. He gets his own series. I mean, he doesn't get a movie, but Hawkeye doesn't need a movie.
He'll get other jobs, though. No.
Yeah, he's a big actor now.
Yeah.
And then we got Thor, Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
That's what it's called,
Is that going to be a comedy?
I mean, Ragnarok borderline was.
Yeah.
All I know is that this one is going to introduce the female for Jane Foster.
What?
It's Jane Foster. So the chick that he was dating.
Love me, Jane Foster, though.
The chick that he was dating in 4 1 and 4 2, she's going to be the new 4 going forward. Natalie Portman.
They're introducing a lot of female characters, eh?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, like.
They're about. This happened about 2 years ago in the comics, and didn't really go down well, so I don't know why they're doing it now. I mean, I'm excited.
Well, I know why they're doing it.
Oh, yeah, I know why they're doing it, but
But like, ooh.
I actually really enjoyed Jane Foster. Like, I didn't enjoy the PC Avengers, as I like to call it, the political correctness Avengers.
Yeah.
That were back in 2016,
the
whatever.
Social justice Avengers.
Yeah, social justice Avengers. I really enjoyed female Thor because she had an interesting dynamic to her. She was a cancer victim. She had cancer. She has cancer. And every time she gets treatment, it works. But every time she uses the hammer and becomes Thor, the treatment is completely erased.
Oh.
So it's a matter of, do I go help these people and die this horrible disease, or do I, you know, not worry about this, leave it to someone else, and, you know, I need this treatment. And it's like, and if you read that storyline, it was really exciting.
Cool.
And so, you know, I'm looking forward to that. I've heard Valkyrie's going to be in it as well.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of, like, I go on news sites and people go, oh my God, the female Thor, so unoriginal. I'm like, God.
No, the female Thor sounds like one of the only good, actually fleshed out female characters there.
She was good. And, like, you say that and it's like, this has been in the comics for like 3 years. I didn't see you complaining back then.
Right. It's just like fake fans.
I will always say, if people don't know what the hell they're talking about when it comes to these things, learn the goddamn lore. You have the internet at your disposal. You just need to type in female Thor, whatever. You know.
Dunzo.
Look before you leap. And then we've got three more shows.
Yeah.
I'll just do these off quickly. Miss Marvel, she's going to be the Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
Cool. She's cool. I don't mind her.
Like another thing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be fine. Yeah. She-Hulk.
Another female. All right. Yeah. Cool.
And the one we're both looking forward to, and our friend also is, I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name. Moon Knight.
Yeah. It seems interesting.
Yeah.
From what little I've heard of it. Genuinely not much idea.
I'm excited for it. I wish it was R-rated, but speaking of R-rated, I've got some predictions about What we're going to do, like, I reckon what they've announced for Phase 4 isn't all they've announced for Phase 4. I reckon there's more to be revealed.
Yeah. What do you reckon that's R-rated, you mentioned? Oh, X-Men, right? You have suspicions around that.
No, I'm not going into X-Men. Because X-Men's totally going to be Phase 5, because that's something you need to set up. I think Phase 4 is going to be building up other stuff. I don't think they're going to do any R-rated movies, although the two that should be Moon Knight, because that's a TV series, and Blade, which they've already announced. There's going to be a Blade.
Dude! Yeah. I love Blade so much. I only saw the first one.
Yeah, the first, well, to be fair, that's the
best
one.
That's the only good one.
But, no, well, Blade 2's okay, but Blade Trinity's crap.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yep, they announced Blade. They didn't say it was part of Phase 4, but I'm calling
it if you don't know, guys... If you're listening and you're just having this on in the background, Blade is like a vampire hunter, half a vampire dude.
The first good Marvel movie.
It was awesome. Yeah.
It predates Spider-Man and X-Men.
The CGI was crap.
Oh, yeah, but it was
But it's an awesome story, and I recommend you go check it out. It's like borderline horror, actually. It's really interesting to see where the... Yeah, so how are they going to do a non-R-rated version of that? Because it was really gory.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that was beautifully gory.
I'm excited for it, though. I love Blade. He's
a
cool character.
Sex. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a really sexual thing, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was the blood parties and all that crap. Yeah. And another one that I reckon, because the way I look at it, Phase 4, what they've announced so far, is 2020 to 2021, which is like 2 years, which is rubbish. It's going to be longer than that.
Yeah. I mean, from the sounds of it, it would have to be so much.
So I reckon 2022 is going to be Blade and Guardians 3, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, with Thor.
Yeah, it's going to be Thor. Those are the two movies, I'm guessing, for 2022, because they've already been announced, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go off on a limb here. These are two that haven't been announced, but I'm going to take a random guess for 2023, and this will be the end of Phase 4, so that's, what, 3 years? That's a short phase, but it's...
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a throwaway phase, it almost seems. Or like a quick phase.
I reckon 2023 is going to be Black Panther 2, because... Oh, yeah. Come on. That's going to happen.
Black Panther, we need him.
Yeah. And the final movie of this phase is going to be Fantastic Four. They're going to end with Fantastic Four rather than Avengers, because you barely need to set that up. All you got to do is do the origin story, just say that these guys went into space, they got their powers from the cosmic rays or whatever, and now they're on Earth, and now they're Earth's new mightiest heroes, now that the Avengers aren't really a thing.
Yeah, well, the Avengers are like a reconfiguring thing.
Yeah, they're sort of in limbo at the moment.
Yeah, they're in the little preschool area. Yeah.
And I'll also just quickly say that Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk, I'm guessing, will be in 2022 when they release. This will also be part of Phase 4. And Moon Knight will be 2023.
Yeah. Well, you know, just got to stay alive for a couple more years, see if that's actually going to happen.
Better said than done, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so there's a lot going on far out.
Sure is.
I don't know. I'm kind of apprehensive. I'm like excited but apprehensive, because I think it seems like to me it's either going to flop or it's going to be really cool and it's going to work out, you know?
Just a reminder that Disney are like our overlords of entertainment, so even if it flops, they're just going to keep injecting more cash into it.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, like, that's going to keep going.
Some people are always
going
to watch it as well.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, so thank you so much. Caleb, thanks for coming in. I hope people love you. I definitely love this conversation.
Yeah.
If you also have thoughts about Marvel, please go to my Instagram or my Twitter or my Facebook, all at WeebieWolf, and you can DM me or comment or anything. Let me know your passionate opinions. I hope you've learned something today, and I hope you have a really good day. Let me know also what Marvel movie or Marvel series we've talked about that you are most looking forward to or not looking forward to. Thank you so much. See ya, and have a good one.